Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Wednesday, November 12th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. Leading off today, Apple TV is about to wrap up its best year ever, and its executives, Eddie Q and others, have recently sat down with Screen International to talk more about Apple TV's pipeline, ad-supported plans, and more. This has undoubtedly been a breakout year for Apple TV, starting strong with Severance, then rolling throughout the year, including a big theatrical win with F1. In this interview with Screen International, Apple TV boss Zach Van Amperg touched on what to expect from Apple in 2026. He said that Apple has a new original nearly every single week next year, including new releases of both Ted Lasso and For All Mankind. Meanwhile, one of the biggest questions around Apple TV is whether it will ever offer a cheaper ad-supported tier. In this interview, however, Eddie Q shot down that idea. He said, quote, "Nothing at this time. Again, I don't want to say no forever, but there are no plans. If we can stay aggressive with our pricing, it's better for consumers not to get interrupted with ads." End quote. As for the growth of Apple TV, Q said that it's growing faster than ever, has more viewers than ever, and has more viewing hours in the past year than ever before. Finally, Apple wouldn't commit to releasing more films in theaters. Instead, its executives emphasized that it plans to evaluate each movie's release strategy on a case-by-case basis. The full interview is well worth a read and can be found at the link in the show notes. Next up today, a new report from Bloomberg has details on when to expect the launch of new M5 versions of the Mac Mini and the Mac Studio. We were already expecting the M5 MacBook Air early in 2026, alongside new versions of the MacBook Pro with M5 Pro and M5 Max chips. But now the launch timing for Apple's new M5 desktop offerings has been revealed. Bloomberg says that the middle of next year will bring the M5 and M5 Pro updates to the Mac Mini and the M5 Max and M5 Ultra updates to the Mac Studio. This means that by the middle of next year, most of Apple's Mac lineup will have been updated to the M5. One lingering question right now is what the status is of an M5 version of the 24-inch iMac, which hasn't been mentioned in any of these reports. Then there's also the ongoing, never-ending question about the Mac Pro. The Mac Pro is still sold by Apple, but it's powered by the old M2 Ultra chip, and there are no rumors about what to expect from a future version, so it's unclear if Apple has any plans or if it will just ultimately discontinue the Mac Pro altogether. We're sponsored this week by Backblaze. Your Mac holds your entire digital life. Photos, taxes, resumes, maybe even your wedding video. Backblaze backs it up all automatically. So if something goes wrong, nothing is really lost. Don't wait for a disaster to appreciate backup. Get 20% off with code 9to5daily at checkout. Backblaze.com/9to5Mac with code 9to5daily to start a free trial and save 20%. My thanks to Backblaze for their support of the show. Running out today, Apple has officially launched the highly anticipated new digital ID feature in Apple Wallet. This feature was first announced at WWDC and is now rolling out to everyone in the United States. Apple's implementation of digital ID is powered by your U.S. passport. The setup process is similar to adding a driver's license or credit card to Apple Wallet. Just open the Wallet app on your iPhone, tap the Add button in the upper right corner, choose driver's license or ID cards, then tap Digital ID, and follow the on-screen steps. Through the setup process, you'll be asked to take a picture of your passport, as well as to use your iPhone to read the chip embedded on the back of your passport. Then you'll take a selfie for verification and complete a set of facial and head movements to further confirm your identity. Within a few minutes, your verification should be complete and your digital ID will appear in the Apple Wallet app on your iPhone and Apple Watch. Apple touts that all of this is done in a secure and private way. This includes the process of adding and verifying the digital ID and of actually using that digital ID. Apple explains that when users create a digital ID, their passport data is stored on their device. Apple cannot see when and where users present their ID or what data was presented. There's also built-in support for biometric authentication with Face ID or Touch ID. And finally, only the information needed for a transaction is presented. For example, typically when you hand over your physical ID to verify your age or identity, the other person can see far more information than what they actually need. With digital ID and Apple Wallet, only the absolutely necessary information is shared. The next obvious question, of course, is about acceptance of digital ID and wallet. Apple says that acceptance is rolling out first at TSA checkpoints at more than 250 airports in the United States. The feature works for domestic travel only, so if you're flying internationally, you'll still need to make sure you have your physical passport. Apple says that additional digital ID acceptance use cases will arrive in the future. This will include select businesses and organizations, as well as the ability to verify your age and identity using Apple Wallet online and in your favorite apps. What's important to note here is that this isn't really a digital version of your passport. It's a digital identification card created by Apple using data and verification from your passport. It's a clever solution by Apple to bring some form of digital ID to states in the United States where the government and regulators haven't yet rolled out support for proper mobile driver's licenses. But still, you should always carry a physical driver's license with you and a physical passport during travel, as Apple's digital features are meant to be add-ons rather than replacements for those physical identification cards. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.